Good day, everyone, and thanks again for tuning in to another episode of the Bernard Bergen podcast. I welcome your comments. I welcome your feedback. I welcome your reviews, your shares. Thanks for consistently reaching out to me as I challenge myself like never before these first 40 days of the year and stuck with just water for 40 days. And yes, I did make it, and yes, there was drastic shifts, not only physically, weight, but also in my mindset, in my relationships, and more importantly, in my clarity for what my purpose is as I build this decade with health as a major pillar. Now, many of you reached out about the Rule of 72, talked with me about sugar, how to get that out of your diet for 72 hours a week, even more if you can, and also the importance of truly focusing on what visceral body fat can do to you from the inside out. So I thank you guys for taking up those challenges. I thank you guys for, you know, committing to, like me, mall walking 2.5 miles or more every day, or even running, stepping it up. Again, we just want you at 72 miles or more a month, because we know that with those consistent habits, you will have long-term compounded effects. Now, as we dive into this episode, what I want you to be thinking about is, are there areas that you know of that you're choosing to be incompetent? Are there areas that you know of that you are choosing to be incompetent? But before we go deeper there, let's rewind this just a bit, because, you know, I want to set the stage and truly bond this together as we unify to do this heart work. So this Bible verse that I want to table and get in your spirit is found in John chapter 13, verse 34 through 35. And it says, I'm giving you a new commandment, that you love one another, just as I loved you, so you too are to love one another. I think a lot of times when we're doing heart work, when people don't know that the advice you're given, the example with which you're leading, is foundationally in love, they run away. And I need you to understand that as we do this heart work, as you've chosen to be a member of my tribe and to challenge me to grow and go beyond my comfort zones and my limitations, that process is foundationally in love. Because if this is not the space for you, I would rather you find the loving environment that you allow to hold you accountable, so you do your best work, so you become a better human. Now, this quote comes from A.T. Boshoff, and he is a South African preacher. And wow, I caught some of his more recent messages here in 2020, right at the top of the year, and it challenged me to look deeply within and reflect on who I'm becoming. And one of the things he said that I think is so relevant here is, there is no bonding without conflict. And that's again from A.T. Boshoff. There is no bonding without conflict. And for many of us, we avoid confrontation, we avoid conflicts, and we wonder why our bonds are so weak. Because when you go through conflict, when you experience ups, downs, setbacks, and setups with those closest to you, those you work with, those in your community, those in your family, it knits you together in ways that most wouldn't understand, because they did not have the opportunity to go through conflict with you. So think on that. There is no bonding without conflict. Now, today's episode is going to be all about the cure for incompetence. And right at the top of this podcast, what I want you to be thinking about is that on day one of anything, all you're doing is trying. So there is this space of experimenting. There is this space of the unknown. And the truth is, you're just trying to be a husband, trying to be a father, trying to be a leader. It's day one. And even though you might have success on day one, you are not yet consistently competent. And to get there, it's very simple. It's three T's. So you start with trying. That's day one. And then you go into training. And you train as long as it takes. You reiterate. You get new ideas. You try new things. You throw things out. You bring things back to the table so you improve. But then ultimately, you transform. The third T. And when you transform, you become someone who can be consistently competent. And I want to challenge you in whatever area that you feel that you're still a bit incompetent, that you commit to the training and you continue to train until you transform. All right, let's get started. I happened upon this subject because I was preparing for a big presentation and I was working with a partner. This partner enjoys entrepreneuring things, as they would say. They really don't like to be deliberately prepared. They love to call audibles. They really believe that brings a freshness to the table that allows some very unique variations to come forth. I'm a different human being, so I can't judge their approach as procrastination or fluey. It's just a different approach. But for me, I would rather have a plan, even if we have to change that plan. And some people just don't plan. And for them, that works. For me, I would rather have a plan that's subject to change than have no plan and be winging it. So it's a clash of styles, so to speak. But what I found was, as we were preparing for this meeting, for this interview, I was very upset with this person's approach. But it had nothing to do with this person's approach. I knew they would approach it this way. So even when I shared my part of the project with them 2 weeks in advance, I still knew that they would wing it, that they would entrepreneur things, as they like to say. And personally, I was furious. And I kept asking myself, Bernard, why are you so upset with this person's right to choose to work the way that they enjoy to work? Why does their incompetence in this specific area bother you so much? Because here's the truth. You have incompetence in certain areas as well. There's areas that you can improve. There are areas that you can move beyond just trying to training to transforming. But if you don't address those areas, you will remain incompetent in those areas. And the people who are relying on you, you let them down. So as I dug deeper into why incompetence bothered me so much, because it was really bothering me, it hit me that I had saw so many people sign up my entire life from childhood to adulthood for roles and then wing it. Parents, coaches, teachers, principals, pastors, they signed up for that role and they did not choose to transform and become someone who could be competent, consistently competent in that role. And when you sign up for a role, whatever it is, serving in the military, running for elected office, signing up to be a parent, teacher, community leader, it's your job, your duty to move beyond just trying and get the training necessary so that you can transform to be the right person for the role that you signed up for. Now, I know it's so easy to stay at trying this new thing, trying that new strategy, and don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that a beginner's mind is wrong. But my question to myself and to others about the areas that we feel we can become more competent is simple. Can you improve? And if you can improve, do you know how to improve? Do you have mentors that can answer questions that you might have along your journey? Do you have models, people you can emulate, books you can read and learn and glean from? See, I know that there are areas that I can specifically work on. For example, being a more credible and consistent leader at home. And that has been a 15-year consistency journey for me. I want to excel not just outside of my home, but within my home. And I want those that I lead within my home without much prompting to say, he was an incredible leader. We enjoyed the journey that he took us on. Because here's a truth. While leading within my home is not something I can master, stop, and hold up a trophy about, who I become day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, leads me to become a better human, leads me to work out how to be consistently competent in the roles that I play within my home. Are there areas that you are still choosing to be incompetent? We don't want to belabor this. Those three T's one more time is, day one, you're trying. You're trying that new skill. You're trying that new activity. Day two, till you reach a certain level of mastery, you're in training. You train at that skill. You train at that habit. You train at that activity. There are things you're going to learn from experience, and then you reiterate. And as you continuously train, you're going to transform. And then when you transform, you become someone who can accomplish the task. You become someone who is now consistently competent. Are you staying stuck on day one, trying? Or are you committed to training so that you can transform? Having that beginner's mind is important. Having that growth mindset is important. Don't let your fears scare you from trying again, training again, and transforming again. All right, guys, that's my time. I just wanted to bring you that information. As always, I'm going to put this up on my blog, bernardbergen.com. Feel free to comment. Feel free to send me an email. Love to hear back from you. We just want you to grow. And that is the heartbeat of what we want to do here on the Bernard Bergen podcast, on the bernardbergen.com blog. We want you to grow. One thing I have noticed is that when I grow as a human, everyone in my life has not just more access to me, but access to who I really am, as opposed to who I would pretend to be. And I want the same experience for you, where people get to really know who you are, celebrate your strengths, help you walk through some of those weaknesses, and just consistently evolve to become a better human. All right, guys, till next time. You guys have a wonderful rest of your week. God bless you, and reach out if you need me.